For the members of the General Conference of the Evangelical United Brethren Church, to this host of visitors present, and to many radio listeners, we extend a hearty welcome to share in this eventful gathering. This service is the official consummation of the organic union of the Church of the United Brethren in Christ and the Evangelical Church. The service is being held in the First United Brethren Church, Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Bishop A.R. Clippinger, Senior Bishop of the United Brethren Church, is the presiding officer. The church is filled to capacity with eager and joyful participants. On the platform are the 9 active bishops and the 2 superannuated bishops of these uniting churches. Delegates from the 52 conferences in the United States and Canada are in their assigned places. There are also representatives present from Switzerland, Africa, China, Japan, the Philippines, and from Puerto Rico. There are also visitors present from several of the home mission fields. Both of these churches had their beginning in the state of Pennsylvania. Both have a large membership and have many churches and church institutions in the state. Both have shared, and today share largely, in the religious thought and life of this state. Both churches have voted favorably upon this union, with large majorities, in many instances voting unanimously. Both churches are now waiting eagerly to hear the declaration of union, which will be read in this service. We are already planning a great united spiritual advance. This union marks another step forward in the unification of Protestant churches in America. I now present the chairman, Bishop A.R. Clippinger.
Let us worship in the reading of Scripture and with songs of praise. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth.
O give thanks unto the Lord, and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people.
Sing unto the Lord, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise.
Thank you.
thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Neither pray I for those alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
I in them, and thou in me.
I thank my God ever for remembrance of you, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Verses pertaining to the church's foundation. Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Jesus answered, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all. Right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from
I now have the pleasure of presenting to you the student chorus of Bonebreak Theological Seminary of Dayton, Ohio, directed by Mrs. D.H. Gilliath. I now have the high and holy privilege of reading to you the Declaration of Union. Whereas the Church of the United Brethren in Christ and the Evangelical Church, by their respective general conferences, did heretofore appoint commissions on church federation and union, and whereas these commissions at a joint meeting held in the city of Cleveland in the state of Ohio, United States of America, on the 20th day of February 1942, by joint action did agree upon, approve, and adopt a plan and basis of union and a discipline for the organic union of these two churches, and thereafter presented said plan and basis of union and proposed discipline for the Evangelical United Brethren Church to their respective denominational bodies. And whereas the Church of the United Brethren in Christ and the Evangelical Church, each acting in its own behalf and in accordance with the plan and basis of union, did approve and adopt the proposed plan and basis of union and the discipline for the Evangelical United Brethren Church in accordance with the provisions, rules, regulations, and usages of their respective constitutions and discipline, and whereas the boards of bishops of the two uniting churches pursuant to the provision of the plan and basis of union, did issue a call for sessions of their respective general conferences and for a subsequent joint session of such general conferences, in which joint session we are members of the two general conferences constitute the members of the First General Conference of the Evangelical United Brethren Church. And whereas the separate sessions of the respective general conferences of said churches have been held, and this joint general conference thus authorized and constituted according to the plan and basis of union is now in session in the city of Johnstown, state of Pennsylvania, on this 16th day of November, 1946. Now therefore, we the bishops of these uniting churches do hereby solemnly publish and declare in the presence of God and before all men the following statements of fact. First, that the Church of the United Brethren in Christ and the Evangelical Church are now and shall be one church, known as the Evangelical United Brethren Church. Second, that the plan and basis of union and the discipline as adopted are and shall be the constitution and basic law of the Evangelical United Brethren Church. That the Evangelical United Brethren Church, as thus constituted, is and shall be the ecclesiastical and legal successor of the two uniting churches in accordance with the provisions of the plan and basis of union and the discipline now in full force and effect. Fourth, that by the adoption of the name, the Evangelical United Brethren Church, for this united church, no right, interest or title in to the respective names by which the two uniting churches have been identified and known throughout the years has been nor is surrendered, but all such rights are specifically reserved against the claims of all persons, associations, and organizations whatsoever. In humble acknowledgement of divine guidance, we do hereby solemnly and reverently invoke upon the Evangelical United Brethren Church thus established the blessings of Almighty God. Amen. This document is signed by Bishops John S. Stamm, G. E. Epp, E. W. Praetorius, C. H. Stauffacher, A. R. Clippinger, Ira D. Warner, V. O. Weidler, Fred L. Dennis, J. Balmer Showers, G.D. Bator, H.H. Fowle, the bishops of the uniting churches. All this I declare in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let us stand and sing, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds.
Unto thee,
The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace, now and forever. Amen.